We were zarcha to begin the sugya of Menuchas HaNefesh, and the yisoid that we were learning is that it's the Ratzon Hashem that each and every one of us lives in the Heref Ein, in that moment, in the moment that's present, not to get stuck in the past or to be worried about the future, but to be settled in the moment that we're living. We have to understand this on a deeper level. And we'll begin with a Torah in Lakuta Maran, Lamed Dalad. Rabbi Nachman taught the following. Ksiv, Tovar Malach said, we're going to see how a lot of the sugi that we're talking about, Menuchas Nefesh, that a lot of this is really coming from Tehillim. So this seems to be a very big inyan that David HaMelech was working on his entire life, on his madrega, this inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh of Shuvi Nafshi L'Menuchaychi. So David HaMelech said, Cherpa Shavra Libi, in Kapitel Samach Tes, David HaMelech said that Cherpa, shame, disgrace, embarrassment, humiliation, has broken my heart. So Rabbi Nachman says a very, very astonishing thing. That we know, that in this world, disgrace breaks the heart of a person, humiliation and disgrace. That we understand. But listen to Rabbi Nachman's tikkun, the cure. Ba'atikun huwa al yedei shemekasher es libay lahanakuda hashayach lelibay ba'es hasayis. Rabbi Nachman says, the tikkun, the cure, for the cherpes and the bizyonis of this world, the cure is, the strongest, most powerful cure, is that a person should bind his heart, ayedei shemekasher es libay, to the nakuda, to that point, we'll talk about this more in a minute, to that point that is shayach to his heart, that is relevant to his heart, that is relevant to his heart in avodas Hashem, be'es hazayis, at that moment that he's living in. By dezer, Rabbi Nachman says, through this, nizbatel hacherpa hashayra alibay. He's able to nullify, to remove, to cure the cherpa, the disgrace that has crept into his heart because of all of the cherpas, the bizyonis of this world. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Everybody knows that this world is filled with all kinds of cherpas and bizyonis, all different types of cherpas and bizyonis, benodem lechaveiro, between one Jew and another Jew, all the things that we've done to hurt other people, and how we've been hurt by other people, hurt, embarrassed, and so on. All the difficulties we have in cherpes and bizyonis ben adam lechaveiro, and of course ben adam lemakom in our relationship with Hashem. All the nefilas, failures, all of the averus lo aleinu. Everything has brought to a matzav where the heart of a Jew is broken from all of the cherpes and bizyonis of life. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us the tikkun. The tikkun of the cherpes and the bizyonis is Aideshim Akashas Libel Nikuda Shaykh Lu Vesasais, to bind one's heart to the Nikuda that Shaykh to you at that moment you're living in. We need to understand how is that a tikkun? What does that mean? So with the Mechazik, these in Yonim, we have to go over them a lot in order that it should become part of our lives. Of course, the greatest disciple Talmud of Rabbi Nachman is Rabbi Nosson. And in Hilchas Malamdim Halacha Dalad, Rabbi Nosson explains that this tikkun that Rabbi Nachman was talking about was really something that David HaMelech spoke about in another pasuk. In Tezayin, David HaMelech says, Al Zois Yispalel Kal Chosid Eilecha La'eis Mitzay. Al Zeis, regarding this, or for this, Yispalel Kol Chosid, every single Jew who's trying to be a tzaddik, who wants to become better, Al Zeis Yispalel Kol Chosid Eilecha La'eis Mitzay, at a time of difficulties, at a time of trouble. Al Zeis, what is this Zeis? So Ibn Asim taught, She's Chanein, V'yispal Ha'adam She'yizke Limtzay Ha'eis HaShayeches L'Libay, the Rega of Eis Hazusha Aymedba. All of David Malach's life, and David Malach, you have to remember that all of his tefillas, all of his tchinas, all of his crying and begging was not only for himself, was for each and every one of us. And David Malach saw every Jew in the future, and every tzara lo aleinu that each Jew would go through, and all the cherpes and the bizyanis of his descendants, he saw all of that, and he gave us a cure, and he said, the cure is al zois yispalo, to daven and daven al zois. And what is the zois? Zois is the moment that you're living in, this moment that shaykh to your heart at this moment. And a person should not become at all distracted, confused. This is the whole source of the cherpes and the bizyanis. Our memories of past failure and our anticipation of future failure. All of the cherpes and the bizyanis come from that. Think just for a second about how many times it happens. And right now I'm probably in like 50 sugyas like this right now, where I'm supposed to get back to somebody, but I haven't. Since I didn't get back to that person on time 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, now I have to worry about meeting that person in the street, right? And how come I haven't called? And I know that I must call, but once I didn't because of 2 weeks ago, and I let it go, and then I said, oy vey, what am I going to do? So now I have to think, what am I going to do? And then the cherp and the design, because any day now I'm for sure going to meet this person, Bez Hashem, at Chasnas. I'm going to start to wear dark glasses and a mustache. I'm nervous about meeting this person, and I'm going to meet him mitzvah by the simcha. And when I meet him by the simcha, then I'm going to have such cherpes and bizyanis. I'm going to have to say something silly like, you know, I didn't forget about you. What do you mean I didn't forget about you? Yeah, what does it mean? I didn't forget about you, and I had it on my mind, and I was, what do you mean? You're too busy. You can't call somebody back for 2 seconds and say that I'll try to get to you. I'm busy now. I'll get to you in a week from now. Whatever it is, the cherpes and the bizyanis are only from remembering what I haven't done right and knowing and worrying about the consequences of that and things in the future. So Rabbi Nelson says that all the bilbulim come from that. All of our confusion comes from that, from not living in this moment. But if I would live in this moment, Lamashal, if I would say in this type of situation that, okay, it's true, 2 weeks have passed, but right now, this second, there's a Jew that is waiting to hear from me who needs some help with something, and this second, if I'm a chazik, that thought, not that I didn't call him since 2 weeks ago, and what am I going to do if I have to bump into this guy 2 weeks from now? But this second, what is the right thing that I could do to give nachas ruach to my Creator, and to give nachas ruach to this yid? So then the answer is to call up and to move on with this nakuda right now. So this is what Rabbi Nelson is explaining. The David Melech said, "Al zois yispalo." There are a lot of things that we daven for. But we have to daven very strongly for that moment that we're in, that's called al zois yispalo. Never ever that Hashem's book should help us not to be concerned or to think about the past or to worry about the future. Ki ein lo adam rak eis hazais sha'omed ba. As we've been talking about these past few weeks, all the person has in his life really is the moment that he's living in. And then he writes, Ki b'chol eish shemizgar ben acherpes leiv u'shvirus leiv. Because All of the cherpes, all of the disgrace and embarrassment, and all the tzibrachenkeit, how is it that a person's heart can become broken, and how is it that a person can be ruined by this disgrace? He writes, "La'halum la'hastim imenu or nukudosai hakadosha hashach libeis hazois." The Yetzirah has a special tachbula, a special type of strategy that the Yetzirah tries to hide from the person. To hide from the person that zeis, that moment that he's in, to hide it from the person, that he shouldn't see the nekuda that shayach for him to do right now. Instead, the Yetzer is always mechazik, and says, things that were, and worries that you have, things that are going to be. Avo Be'emes, he says, Hutzarech l'schazik v'leidu l'hamin shebevadai ein eis ba'olam shal yuchal Oz lekasher atzal nekuda hashayach libo be'isa ha'eis. But a person has to be mechazing himself to know that there is no such thing of any time in life, whatever time it is, there is no such thing that you cannot be mechazik yourself at that time that you're in, and to do what you need to give nachas ruach and to serve Hashem the way that you need to serve Hashem at that exact moment. Therefore, a person, Rabbi Nelson says over and over, that the ikir is that a person should ask Hashem to know what is the emes of what I'm, where I'm holding at this time in my life, and what is it that I could be able to accomplish at this time in my life in Avodas Hashem. Therefore, we understand that when it says in the Torah, to love Hashem is Baruch. Where? So it says, and how? Which means when I'm walking, when I'm at home, when I'm at work, when I'm going to sleep, when I get up, and so on. So what does this mean? It means that we see that the Baruch Shalom created us in such a way where there are different times in life that Hashem is Baruch wanted that we shouldn't have always the same things in life. There's a time to be home, there's a time to be at work, there's a time to be in the smedrash, there's a time of getting up, there's a time of going to sleep, there's a time to eat, there's a time of sleep. And we have therefore mitzvahs, we have mitzvahs shel zman grama. We see that the way halacha works is that halacha is so bound to zman, to time, that this is now the time that you have to say Kriya Shema. This is now the time to say Maidani. This is now the time that if you're at work, so a person can think, well, right here at this place, At this place, I can't do anything to be an Eved Hashem. And that's not true. In this place, at this time, I have to look for that Nakuda that Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson are talking about, that Dovra Mach was talking about. What is the Ratzon Hashem right now, where I am, right here? If a person on Pesach is thinking about Rosh Hashanah, is working on Rosh Hashanah, or if he's sitting on Shabbos morning with Tefillin, so everything is ruined, everything is confused, everything is mixed up. The Baruch Shalom wants that on Pesach that there's Matzis and Abakaisis, and in the morning you have Tefillin, and every single day is different from any day that ever was before it, any day that will ever come after. So when a person has on this day an opportunity for Birkat Chaylim, that for whatever reason, that he maybe didn't hear that this person wasn't well, or it wasn't possible because of work, but right now he has that 2-hour window that he could go over to the hospital, he can go over to this person's house, that Hashem was mazmin to him this day, that Hashem says, today we have a special avodah for you. This day, the Eis HaZois right now is talking about Birkat Chaylim. And another time, it's Achnasus Kala, or a different time, it's to be Mechazik a friend, whatever it is at that particular time that the person is living through. That shaykh to your heart at that time, that Hashem is Baruch is mashpia upon you at that time in your life. Therefore we see, and we spoke about this a little bit last week, just for a moment that I brought up the Inyan, we see that every single day has his own song, which is a very big avoid, and amidst some one day in the future I hope to be able to talk about the shir of each day. Why is it that Sunday has a certain song? What's the song of Sunday? Which obviously is connected to Chesed. That means we don't think about that. We think that Sunday is this Sunday is the same as last Sunday, and Sunday is another day of the week. But the truth is that Sunday is that koyach of Chesed, and this particular Sunday, when the Sunday comes in the month of Iyar, and when it comes this day of this month of Iyar, and this time, this hour, on that day, on a Sunday that comes out in the month of Iyar, what is the Avodah? And the Avodah is connected to the Shir, to the song of that day. And if a person would learn in great, great depth the Shir, the song that we say at the end of Shacharis, if a person would learn that Shir and would connect to that Shir and would live with that Shir, Sundays on Sunday, Mondays on Monday, and he would be able to see everything that he needs to know for that day in that song for the day. Because there, the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed to us through David Malkin Mashiach the Nakudu, which is shaykh to the heart of each and every Jew on Sunday in the Shir Shoyim of Lashem Ha'aretz Malay, and so on. Every single day, in Hashir Shalom, with its song, is mamish the song of that person's avodah, each Jew's avodah, till the end of time, on that day of the week. Similarly, we see that it was the Ratzon Hashem that came to us through the Chachamim, that the parish should be divided into seven sections. And we know this also, that each and every day of the week is connected to that section, that the Sunday is connected to the first Aliyah, and Monday to the second Aliyah, and so on, until we come and we're able to be ma'avir the entire Sedra, and we come to Shabbos, and Shabbos is Malchus, and Malchus means it brings together all of the week, and all of the Nekudas, and all of the Nyonim of this past week. But that's why the parish is divided into those different parts, because each Aliyah is the Eis Hazais of that day, for that person's life to understand. It's the Achshav, it's the Herf Ayin that he's living through. And this is what David HaMelech said in another pasuk. Yoyim li, and this we know this pasuk we're familiar with from Davening in the 19th capital. Yoyim li yoyim yabia oimer, v'layla l'layla yichaved da'as. Each day, Each day speaks, and every night expresses knowledge. What does that mean? Each and every day is speaking. Each and every night is expressing something. That every moment of life is telling us to focus on the Eis HaZayis and to live with the Eis HaZayis and to be mechazik ourselves and mekasha ourselves with the nekuda that's shayach to that particular time. And that's why it says in the Pasuk also in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. What does it mean? Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Day by day. So the Gemara says, Loimalach, this teaches us, Kol Yoim V'yoim, Tein Loim Ha'ein V'chayisev. Each and every day is filled with brachas. It's filled with brachas. Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim means, that's what Chazal is saying, Loimalach, Kol Yoim V'yoim, Tein Loim Ha'ein V'chayisev. Each day has its own bracha. But because a person becomes lost in memories of the past and worries of the future, so he goes that entire day without ever singing the song of that day, without ever connecting to the Aliyah and having an Aliyah, without ever tapping into the bracha of that day of Tein Lai, each day Tein Lai Me'ein Berchaisav. We say, Nashi Avarcha Hashem, Avarcha Hashem B'chol Eis, Tami Tilosa B'fi B'chol Eis, B'chol Yom Avarcheka, V'hal L'shem Chalo Ilam Ved. It doesn't mean that every day, Rabbi Shalom, I bench you, I thank you, I praise you. It means that each and every day is a different bracha. Each and every day of life is a different bracha. And the whole nekuda of greatness in a person is they should be able to uncover the bracha of that day. What's the avodah of that day? And even if, God forbid, Hashem brings upon the person chalila, a tzara, God forbid, that day, what's this avodah of how to deal with the tzara and not to feel, oh, all my past was just terrible, terrible tzaras. And how am I going to manage in the future? That's what happens to us. We spoke about that years ago. By Yaakov, you know, with Esav, where Yaakov, you know, davened Rebach Tassimu ben Edu ben Eder, the Rebach, then he wanted there should be a separation, he made a separation between the different flocks when he was bringing everything to Esav. Rebach Tassimu, so Chazal say, that means that between Tzoris, there should be a separation, because the Shor v'Chamor, all these things have to do with Yishmael and with Esav and the Golis and Tzoris. So Yaakov, he made a separation. And the separation means that even, God forbid, if it's something which is bad, that a person has Be'es HaZayis, something that's going wrong at that time, there's a tendency of a person to think, and I've spoken about this many times, let's say a person gets a flat tire. So every person that's sitting here, that everybody knows that that's happened, you get a flat tire. But when you get a flat tire, the first thought that comes to your head is, I can't believe this is happening to me again. I'm always getting flat tires. And even a person that doesn't own a car feels that way. Because he remembers that even with this bicycle, it's one long mahalach of flat tires. My whole life is a flat tire. When you really add up, a person lives a normal lifetime. Maybe it happens to him 7 times, maybe 10 times that he has a flat tire. But he feels b'shas meisa, because he remembers all of a sudden that, and then he's thinking, and also the future is going to happen to me again. And so the tzara is not just the tzara that you'll be. Every one of us can deal, God forbid, we shouldn't have to have tzaras, but anyone can be misgaber and be mischazik in the tzara that he's in. But we can't be misgaber, mischazik, if you feel, I'm always having tzaras. And people that I love always are getting sick. And things are never panos. And all of those words, those always, never. Never is talk. All of these are always, or I always, never. Always means that I'm stuck in the past. Never means I'm stuck in the, I'm worried about the future. It'll never change. I always have been this way. These are all the shyness of yeyush, words of despair, words of ignoring the bracha of Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, of Tein Lai Me'ein Bechaisev, even in the tzaras. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Eschanan al Hashem Be'es Hahi Leimah. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem Be'es Hahi at that time? The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to lift us up. He was trying to lift us up to give us a koach that whenever, ever we would go through anything, either good or bad, we should be able to live Be'es Hahi. We should be able to be in that moment. To be in that moment. That if you're with somebody that's going through a difficult time, that you feel that person's pain. That your mind not drift to the past or the future, but you mamish enter into that person's life to be with him. Be'ez ha'hi. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says this over and over, we don't have time. Ve'tzaveschem be'ez ha'hi. Ve'tzaveschem be'ez ha'hi. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Yidden, live always be'ez ha'hi, be'ez ha'zois, be'ez ha'hi. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, to always live and to be mekashi yourself to that moment. Now we understand, when it comes to the bizyonis, the cherpes, the bizyonis, the disgrace, the misery, the embarrassment, the humiliation that we suffer in life, Rabbi Nachman said that this is what David HaMelech meant, cherpa shavra es libi, my heart is broken with disgrace. All of the disgrace comes from the person allowing the past to creep into this moment and the future to come into this moment, and as a result of that, he's not able to experience any menuchas hanefesh at all. He's not able to have any menuchas hanefesh, and he's constantly feeling the cherpes and the bizyonis of his life. When David HaMelech said, this is in Laman Aleph, B'yadcha itaysai, listen, it's such a beautiful pasuk, B'yadcha itaysai, my times, the times of my life are in your hands. B'yadcha itaysai, hatzileni miyad oivai umiroidfai, save me from my enemies and from those who are pursuing me. What does that mean? What's he davening? Rabbi Shalom, help me with time. B'yadcha itaysai, Rabbi Shalom, you have the ability to help me with this sugya of time. I think they have an expression they call time management, and there are people who are experts in this inyan of time management. Lahavdil alef alfei havdalos, we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, help me manage my time. B'yadcha itaysai, because what's going wrong? Hatzileni miyad oivai umiroidfai, which means that save me from my enemies and from those who are pursuing me. The Svarim HaKadoshim say many, many places that when David HaMelech was talking about Oivim and Roidfim, when he was talking about enemies and those who are pursuing him, enemies that you're worried about in the future and the Roidfim who are chasing after you, the past, right? Oivim and Roidfim. David HaMelech was not only talking about his actual enemies that he had in his life, which, as you know, he had many enemies. He had enemies from the outside, Goyim, and he had enemies even within Klai Yisrael. So when David HaMelech was asking Hashem to help with the Oivim and the Roidfim, the enemies and the Roidfim and those who were pursuing him, he wasn't only talking about those individuals or those nations that were seeking to destroy him. Again, David HaMelech was opening up a makar for each and every one of us, because every Jew has Oivim and Roidfim. Oivim and Roidfim, but the Oivim and Roidfim, some Jews had Poshet Oivim and Roidfim that we have in life. There are people who hate us as Jews. There are people who hate us, and there are people who like to destroy us. So we have to ask Hashem to help us with, on a very simple level, with those Oivim and Roidfim. At work, there could be somebody who's trying to take away your job, who's trying to destroy you, Chas v'Shalom, in Parnassa. There could be somebody who, God forbid, when it comes to your mishpacha, there could be someone who's attaching a child who's attached himself to your child, and this child is very bad for your child, and you have to daven, Rabbi Shalom, save my children from the Oifim and the Roifim, even those who are Jews. That's one level of tefillah, because we all have Oifim and Roifim, we all have enemies, we all have those who are pursuing us and are seeking to destroy us. But even if a person lives a very, very wonderful, comfortable and easy life, and he doesn't have, thank God, he's not in a place where he's being surrounded or persecuted by anti-Semites, and he's comfortable in his panosa, and he has a wonderful home, and he has a very nice family, and everything is good. But lamaisa, now more than ever, there are right from enemies and right from that are pursuing the person, to take away from the person any simchas achaim, any menuchas nefesh. There's so much unbelievable lachatz. You know, often I mentioned to my wife, and it's no secret to my chevra here, that I have a very, very, very strong dislike for telephone. But very is with many thousands of veries. I'm only saying a few for the telephone. And I feel that it's mamish an oyev and a raidev, even though I know that it's necessary. And I know that it's a good thing to be able to, and you can do a lot of mitzvahs with a telephone, but I feel I feel that I'm in nirda for the telephone, and it's very hard. It's very hard to deal with my wife. The other day, so I was, as usual, I was crexing about with the phone calls making me shuggeness. You can't learn, you can't say hello to your own children. So my wife said, why do you have to take the messages, you know, why do you have to listen to the messages, you know, so many times? Listen to the messages later on. If it's chas v'shalom, an emergency, so the emergency, whoever has emergency, will be able to call in the house another way. You don't have to listen, you know, every hour, 2 hours, to listen to the messages. Because not that I call everybody back, you know, don't make a mistake, it's just, I just write them down and feel oppressed by them and torment myself by all these things that I have to do. And my wife says, why don't you just go and do what you have to and learn and do everything you have to, meaning live with menuchas nefesh, be'ez ha'zais, and then at the end, you'll take down the numbers. So I said, because then they'll be like, you know, they'll be like 40. But if I divide it up, you know, over the day, then it doesn't feel so big, because then it says, you have, you know, 8 messages. So that doesn't feel so bad. If I'm going to only do it like at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, then they'll say you have 40 messages. And it's cherpa shavu libi. But my wife is right. That a person feels in our times, the oivim and the roidfim are coming from many different places. A lot of it's coming from a warped way of thinking, like mine, when it comes to phone calls and other emotional inyanim, and the lachats of being in modern society, which we spoke about a lot over the years, the pressures that we have nowadays, that even though our fathers, our grandfathers and grandmothers never lived so comfortably, Baruch Hashem, and they never had such a short work day like most of us are able to have. If you're a person that you're afraid to talk to your wife and children, and you want to be able to be at work for 14, 15 hours, that's up to you. But we have the opportunities now to be able to eat and to have a roof over our heads and to be able to have more menuchas nefesh than ever before. And now, more than ever before, the oyvim and the roidvim are taking away from us all of the menuchas nefesh, all of the simchas chaim that we're constantly thinking about what was, what I didn't do yet, and what's going to be, and so on and so forth, that a person can't live based as I said, when it comes to ruchnias, all the averis that I did, and all my shortcomings, and how I didn't daven right, and how am I going to have a daven properly in the future, and so on. But the ikur is that a person becomes broken and becomes humiliated, and he becomes sad, and instead of focusing on what he can do right now and doing it properly and doing it to simcha, instead he becomes part of that sugya of cherpa shavra libi. Therefore, the ikur is that a person should not ever become sad and should never ever leave that eis hazois that he is in, and therefore right now I can daven. I put all my koyachos into davening. Doesn't make a difference whether I didn't yesterday or whether I won't tomorrow. Right now, this is Shachris. I'm never going to have this Shachris again the rest of my life. This Shachris on this day of the year, I'm never going to have the rest of my life. If now it's time for me to sleep, sometimes instead of learning, a person should go to sleep. He's sitting there and it's very late at night and he's looking at the Gemara for the 10th time and he doesn't understand the Rashi because he's tired and he's trying to chaz it over, but he's supposed to stay up because he feels that he is, you know, he has to stay up, but he's not accomplishing anything. So the person has to live be'ez hazayis and to say, you know what, I'm not able to learn this Gemara right now, whatever it is. I had a long day, a hard day, I'm tired. Maybe instead I'll go to sleep. Maybe my avodah, maybe what Hashem wants from me, be'ez hazayis, what does Hashem want from me, be'ez hazayis? Does he want me to sit here in front of this Gemara going over 10 times, not understanding it, and then maybe I'm going to be more tired tomorrow morning and I might miss davening or come late to davening, right? No, be'ez hazayis, the Rebbe Shlom is telling me, Gei shlofen, you know, go to sleep, close the lights, go to sleep, you know what, and get up half hour earlier. Could have been half hour earlier. But go to sleep. That's your avodah right now. The avodah right now is to go to sleep. And when you go to sleep with a geshmak. And to go to sleep and not to feel guilty. How can I? What's to go to sleep and to do what you have to, because that's your avodah right now. And that's what David HaMelech says. Al zeis is palkal chosid. You have to always daven that you should know what is the zeis of that moment in ruchnis. And as we're saying, even in gashmias. If now's the time to eat, then a person should eat with ishav das. Look up here. You know how many times I pull up at a red light and I look and I see somebody. I'm talking about even the yarmulke. You see somebody like eating a sandwich and he's shaving, like in the car, you know, and he's got his thing also in his I forgot they have a word for now, the blue chip or something. Bluetooth. He's got the tooth in his ear. I don't know why a person wanted to have that. So he's got the Bluetooth in his ear. He's got the salami sandwich in one hand, and he's trying to shave and look in the mirror, and he's you know on Rockaway Boulevard. He's got to get going, and people are beeping, and he's doing all these different things. So what does that mean? It means he didn't shave when he was supposed to shave. really nobody's supposed to shave, but he didn't shave when he went in his madrega, he was supposed to shave. And he didn't eat when he was supposed to eat. And now he's not driving the way he's supposed to be driving, which is what? To drive with concentration. And the whole thing of the telephone with the car is itself, even though in many ways it's a bracha, because a person can take care of a lot of calls, and therefore, and then he's able to have more time to learn and so on when he's home. But even that, this multitasking thing, and whether or not a person is, when he's driving with the phone, whether he's really in the conversation, and if he's really in the conversation, then he's about to hit that truck. And if he's not really in the conversation, then why should he be on the phone? He should either be driving, he should be on the phone. But these are things that, this is the way that we're living. We're in such a matziv now, that a person doesn't live be'ez hazayis. But if he lives with the eis hazayis, then it's nruchnis and agashmis. The same thing when he's at work, and in business. That he should be in that moment, in that place, completely. And that's what it says in Chumash. But it says in the Devarim, Ru'u ata ki ani anihu. Hashem says, Ru'u ata, see now. Ru'u ata, with an ayin, look. The Rebbe says, look now. Ki ani anihu. What does it mean, ki ani anihu? So Menasseh says, Ruhu ata ki ani ani hu, means that the Baruch Shalom is screaming to us each and every moment. Ruhu ata. In other words, what are you so tzibrochen? What are you so confused? What is it that you don't know? Ruhu ata. Look right now. Ani. And Hashem emphasizes, ani. Ani hu. It's me. It's me. In other words, ask yourself the question. What can I do this moment to be a better Jew? What can I do this moment? And the Baruch Shalom is saying, ki ani ani hu. And therefore, the Navi Yeshaya told us an amazing thing. The Navi Yeshaya says, Leich Ami, it's in Perichavav, Leich Ami, Boi Bechaderecha. The Baruch Shalom says, through the Navi Yeshaya, go my nation, go my people. Where should we go? Boi Bechaderecha. The Baruch Shalom says, go into your room. Usgor Deloscha Ba'adecha. And close the door, shut the door behind you. Go into the room. Uskur deloscha ba'adecha. Chavi kim'at rega. Hide for a moment. Ad yavar zam. Until the turbulence ends. Look what the Baruch Shalom is saying to us, to the Navi. That the ikun havaydus Hashem is that a Jew has to know how to hide himself in that moment. How to be able, leich ami boi b'chaderecha, come into this room. Uzgor deloscha ba'adecha, to close and to shut the door. That door, that if you leave that door open, that door is open to anything that was, anything that will be. So what the Navi is saying is, leich ami boi b'chaderecha, every moment of your life is like a room, it's like a compartment. Boi b'chaderecha, uzgor deloscha ba'adecha, and to close the door. And don't allow anything else in, any other moments in, to this moment. Chavi kemat reg, hide for a moment. This moment, hide in this eis hazayis. And that's why we have the big yontiv, the great yontiv that we just lived through, is the yontiv of Pesach Sheni. And really, this is the whole yisayid of Pesach Sheni. If you have a chance to take a look in Preet Tzadik of Pesach Sheni, there are a few Torahs that Reb Tzadik has in Preet Tzadik. And in the second Torah, he's talking about this yontiv. We see that an amazing thing happened, is that there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What exactly was the problem? Why is it that there were Jews at that time who were tmeim lenefesh adam, who were unable to have the Pesach back in Nisan? What happened to them? So either it was Mishal and Al-Safan, they were carrying, that they were Isaac in the body of Nadav and Avihu, or they were the Jews that were tzaddikim, they were carrying the bones of Yosef tzaddik. Whatever it was, things happen in life. There's a tumor. So there was a tumor, and because of that tumor, whoever these tzaddikim were, they were unable to celebrate Pesach, to bring the Korban Pesach b'zmanai at the time in Nisan. So tzaddik says, "L'maisav al yipturin min hadin mi Pesach rishon yitam Isaac b'mitzvah malach tzom lekarav lufnei Moshe b'nei mitzvah kharab." All person couldn't. he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. They were doing a mitzvah, and they were tamei because they came to contact with a dead person. So we know that in halacha, if a person is unable to do the mitzvah, it's not his fault. So say that you're potter. According to halacha, you're exempt. So Tzaddik asks, what was driving them? What was pushing them to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Tzvacha Rabban, to scream Lo Manigara? Why should we be less? Why shouldn't we have this opportunity? Tzaddik says, what is it that they're crying about? What is it they're screaming about? The time passed, like we said before. In halacha, we have times. So what are you going to do? Just like there's a Zman Kriyishma, if you miss Kriyishma, what are you going to scream and go to Moshe Rabbeinu? You missed it. You missed the Shofar Rosh Hashanah because your car broke down, you got stuck someplace, and there was nobody, there was no Shofar. So what are you going to do? So that Eis HaZayis, that time was no longer, and if that time was no longer, so then what's the tachlis of going to Moshe Rabbeinu, to cry, to scream to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Psalm writes, Ach Tzakos Amahaya, because these Jews were so totally tzibrochen, they were so tzibrochen that they couldn't be part of Klal Yisrael's Korban Pesach, that they weren't able to have that zman, that time of the Korban Pesach within Klal Yisrael. He says, "Michad shleizoch lageshes laKedush Pesach Klai Yisrael b'mayadai," that they weren't able to be in that avayit at that time. So what were they able to bring down from Shemayim? Hashiv la Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Shalom in Duvashma. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Listen, stay here, stand over here." Ein amida eloshen tefillah. Amida means we're going to daven. Let's all daven. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Hainu ispalu la Shemesbar. Moshe Rabbeinu and those tzaddikim were davening to Shemesbar. He says, to daven from the depths of your heart. And through your crying and your davening, you will be able to draw upon me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, a connection to Hashem. When it came, when they received the Torah Sinai, and he says, "V'kein haya," and this is what happened. Ki polu betfilosam ischadshus hadin makravis pesach sheni. That they were able to be poil, such a meridic thing, that they were able to bring into the world at that moment, which was no longer Nisan. Now they were able to take the moment that they were in, which was in Iyar, and to make it Pesach. Because why? Because they cried out to Hashem that we missed the Korban Pesach, and that Korban Pesach is a big avoider. And how can we have right now? What can we do at this moment to tap into all of the iris of the Korban Pesach, Besach Klal Yisrael, that we missed? And they were able to draw into the world an unbelievable ischachus of a parasha of Korban Pesach Sheni, Hamramis, which teaches us, ki yesh tikva l'kol nefesh miYisrael, but there's hope for each and every Jew. Because what was wrong with these people? They were tamei. There was a tumas meis. They were impure, they were defiled because of their contact with death. And each and every person goes through times in life where he becomes defiled. Even if he's not in the presence of a corpse, but he's defiled by what death means, by the presence of yeish, of despair, and of sadness. And of every aveir is a piece of the Malach HaMavis. Every aveir is death. And each and every person goes through times of tum in his life. And then he misses the moment. And instead of getting lost and saying, "Ugh, it's for faun, I'll never be able to. These Jews went to Meshavim and said, "Lo menigar, we want to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. And for whatever reason, it happened to us. We did something, it happened, there was tumor. But right now, what could we do?" And with that, they were able to bring into the world Pesach Sheni, which teaches us, "Ki yesh tikva l'chol nefesh miYisrael, afilu l'tamei, v'shohaya b'derech v'chayke b'meizit she'esrachek amam l'atzmai m'lageshes l'kodesh," that even a Jew who was tamei, and even if he was intentionally far away from Yerushalayim, each and every one of us feels so far away from Yerushalayim, but look what they were able to do. In the place that you're in this place, I can bring a Pesach Sheni. I could change the nature of time and bring the time of Pesach into this moment. I could bring Yerushalayim, even though we'll talk about Malkum next Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem, but even though in place right now, where am I right now? I'm in New York, I'm in Muncie, I'm in the Five Towns, but even though in my place right now, I'm so far away from Yerushalayim, but a Jew has the koyach, if he wants to, to bring Yerushalayim into this place, which we'll talk about next week, Mitzvah, to bring Yerushalayim, that Makom can become in this place. And therefore, that a person is able to do such a thing, if he has that strong rotzlim, he comes and he says to Hashem, Lama Nigari, he says to the Bereshalom, Biyadchi Itayis, Bereshalom, you're the Balabas over time. Time belongs to you. That's what it means. Dor HaMelech was saying, Biyadchi Itayis. Time is in your hands, Hashem. So the same way that you were able to give the koyach of Pesach when it was a Nisan, so Rishon, you can give me all the koyachs right now in my life. I can be free from this Yetzirah. I can have right this moment of Pesach. I can have a sukkahs. A sukkahs means to feel Hashgacha Pratis. Right now, be'es hazoyis v'eschashem be'es hahi, I'm able to tap into those koyachs right now to be able to bring that into my life. There was something that I saw from the great tzaddik, one of the big mashpiyim in this generation of Chabad, Reb Mendel Futterfass, Zichron Lavracha. Reb Mendel Futterfass was a tipus of a Chabad chassid from 250 years ago, and he was a Jew that lived through communism and was able to keep everything. Mamish in the Emek HaBoch, and to teach Chassidus, and he was jailed, and in Siberia he suffered terrible, terrible, terrible tsars, until finally he was able to come out, and he came to meet the Lubavitch Rebbe with his boots and his little cap and his peasant's jacket, and the Rebbe had a very, very deep love and respect for this Reb Mendel Futterfass. And in the end of his life he became a mashpia in Kfar Chabad. He was a big tzaddik, a big oivet Hashem, and a terrific storyteller. And he said, Reb Mendel Futterfass, that he was talking once to the Fabrengen about what it was like when he was in Siberia. And he said that in Siberia, he didn't have, where he was, there wasn't another Jew. He was stuck in a bunker, in a place, whatever it was, where there wasn't another Jew. And he said he didn't have one Dovish of Gedusha. He didn't have a Siddur, he didn't have a Pertzon, he didn't have a Dovish of Gedusha, he didn't have anything at all of Yiddishkeit. Where he was, he didn't have a Jew, and he didn't have anything that was Yiddish at all in that place. A sefer, a siddur, tilm, tzitzis, garnish, nothing. And he says, "Ay, but it was such a good time." And he reminisces about that. He says that it says in the sefer that then it was better than it is now. What does that mean? So he said, and all the chassidim were sitting there in this ball, how could it be? He was describing such a terrible situation and not to have anything. So he explained. He says that now, everybody depends on other people, and everybody is always depending on something else, even if it means that he's depending upon his siddur, or he's depending upon somebody else, or something else. He says, but there's someone else that could be oivid if I can't be. But he said, but when I was in that place, I lived in such a way where the only way that I could live was with that awareness of Hashem Mamish being with me here in this room. Leich Ami Boy Bechaderech Uskar Deloscha Badech Chavi Kemat. I lived only with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's all I had. There was nothing else that I had. I didn't have any other kelim, and therefore, if I felt exhausted because they were beating us up and I was working the whole day and I couldn't go on, I didn't have different aids of what to do, of any different aids that I could do to find anything to help me out. There was only one thing I could do, was to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm so tired. I'm so broke. I'm so broken. Give me strength. There's nothing else that can give me strength. Only you can give me strength. And only you could change the matzav that I'm in. And when I was in that time and in that place, I felt that so strongly and so clearly, that there's only me and the Rebbeinu Shlom, and that we were together in that room, and that there was nothing else and no one else that I had, only him. And even though I had terrible, terrible physical pain and difficulties, but the Menuchas HaNefesh, he said, that Menuchas HaNefesh that I had during that time in Siberia, I haven't been able to find since then. That Menuchas Nefesh came with living with the Rebbeinu Shlom, and only with the Rebbeinu Shlom, in the moment that I was in, that I haven't been able to find again. And Bez Hashem, each and every one of us should find that in life without having to go to Siberia. But it's a lot harder where we are, but we should be able to find it, and we're going to learn a lot more about how to work on this. And Bez Hashem, next week we're going to talk about the Inyan of Kedushas HaMakom and how to find that in my life, how in the place that I'm in, how to be mechazik this Inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh.